Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I'm telling you what, if you have to lie to further an agenda, your agenda, whatever that agenda is, if you have to lie, you ain't got much of an agenda, do you? I could do an entire program. This is what I love about this daily program. I could do an entire show reading you nothing but the real-time hysteria coming from that loudmouth Shannon Watts, the supposed founder of Every Town for Gun Safety. Of course, it was Bloomberg who founded it. She's the shill front, nothing less. They get a ton of media because of the wallet size of the billionaire nanny boy. Maybe I'll do that one day. That would be fun. Just read you in real time these incredible... They're wetting their pants because the National Rifle Association convention is this weekend. They couldn't garner that much support if they tried. 5 million members, 80,000 plus, but they're just hysterical. They're going crazy. The left is going insane. And the tweets are just off the chain. But I should do that one day. Sean, that would be fun to do. Just... Yeah. Start reading their tweets all day. We could have a hoot with that. But I go back to my basic premise. If you have to lie to further an agenda, you don't have much of an agenda. It's pretty much that simple. Let's settle. We'll use an example. Let's settle. I have to settle now. I'm not going to read the tweets. So let's. Some of them you can't. Let's settle on this from MSNBC, otherwise known as I like to say as MSDNC. MSDNC. Would you expect anything less? They're at it again.
Oh, I'm sure.
Along with every other loudmouth liberal mouthpiece in the mainstream press who take their marching orders from, as I said, the Bloomberg shill, the phony astroturfer is what she is.
Mm-hmm.
Money grubbers. They're just Bloomberg money grubbers. And that's heading that up is Shannon R. Watts, who thinks, and unfortunately there are people stupid enough to believe that, I just started this as a Facebook page on my kitchen table after I got so angry about Newtown. All of a sudden she's running around in Bloomberg-provided limousines and armed security.
Mm.
Yeah, I can see that happening to my neighbor behind me. Funny how that works.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go back and look at Shannon's history. We'll do that one day. We'll cover it for you. We'll pull one of those Glenn Beck investigations.
Yes.
It's not hard to do. It's easy to do with Shannon Watts. You can see the lies. You got to get a napkin. I'm warning you. But anyway, MSDNC, they're at it again. Take a listen to this. This was a piece from them titled Working Guns Prohibited at NRA Convention. And Shannon Watts is out there tweeting that the NRA promotes gun sense at their own events, but not in your town. Okay. Mm. Which, again, is just nothing but a blatant, outright lie. Here's the piece. And it was penned by a guy at MSNBC by the name of Steve Bannon. Do you know who Steve Bannon is?
I haven't seen him.
You haven't seen him, huh? He's behind the camera. Hey, let me put it this way. He's behind the camera.
Oh,
all right. You know what this cat's claim to fame is? Drum roll. You got a drum roll? Give me a drum roll somehow. He is the producer, get this, of the Rachel Maddow Show.
Oh, he's a mad cow employee.
Yeah. So I'll read you some of the titles of his pieces after I read you this. But I reminded you on the inaugural broadcast of this program that these people are nothing but liars.
Mm-hmm.
Period. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. Here's Steve Bannon. Bannon, I don't know how you pronounce his last name. Don't care. Here he is lying to you about the NRA convention in this piece. This is today. This is today, MSNBC Today. And he's lying to you about the NRA rules. All right. The National Rifle Association's annual convention kicks off in Nashville this week with 70,000 people expected to participate in a three-day gathering. Well, let me really upset him and tell him it's 80 plus, but that's okay. I'm not going to argue over the 10,000 people.
Mm.
Attendees can expect to find the usual NRA fair and exhibitors at the 350,000 square foot Music City Center, but they shouldn't expect to find functioning weapons. The Tennessean reports, and I'll go back and read you the Tennessean report that he gets this from. The Tennessean reports this week on the quote, multi-level security plan, which includes an important safety measure. Quoting, all guns on the convention floor will be non-operational, with the firing pins removed, and any guns purchased during the NRA convention will have to be picked up at a federal firearms license dealer near where the purchaser lives and will require a legal identification. Unquote. The New York Daily News, he says, sees some irony in the convention policy. I'll read you some of their irony also. The National Rifle Association wants guns at schools, but not its own annual convention. That's from the New York Daily News. He says, the New York Daily News sees some irony in the convention policy. The National Rifle Association wants guns at schools, but not its own annual convention. NRA boss Wayne LaPierre has called repeatedly for allowing guns in schools and other facilities. LaPierre says arming teachers and guards will help prevent gun violence, at least outside the NRA's own events. Do you see how they're portraying this? The NRA doesn't want guns at their own events is what he's painting this picture as. Of course, there's also a political angle to keep in mind as the far right group gathers in Tennessee. I guess far right, depending on where you are far left on the spectrum, Jeb Bush is speaking. I don't see Jeb Bush as far right, okay? Anyway, as the local report noted, quoting, at least eight likely Republican presidential candidates are scheduled to speak at the NRA ILA Leadership Forum. Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, Bobby Jindal, Mike Pence, Rick Perry, Marco Rubio, Rick Santorum, and Scott Walker. Donald Trump and Sarah Palin are also expected to appear. This week's Liberal Bonehead of the Week award goes to MSDNC spinner Steve Brennan, who I bet you, has his own gun for his own personal defense. I bet you.
I'm sure he does.
Well, he does. Well, go ahead.
This is the thing that's shocking. You know, Rachel Maddow is a gun owner. Believe it or not. I know I stumped you again. Yeah.
Okay, for me, not for thee. This doesn't shock me at all. That's the elitist mentality. Michael Bloomberg, of course, is surrounded by tons of armed security. We don't want to beat that dead horse. We already know that. These people are liars. Here's the thing about this, and I want to point this out. Number one, the National Rifle Association holds its annual meetings and annual convention in various cities across the country every year. Next year, coming up after this one, last year was Indianapolis. The year before that was Houston. You were there.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
This one coming up next year, not this one. This one's in Nashville. Next year's is in Louisville. The one after that, I believe, is in Atlanta. And the one after that, I believe, is in Dallas.
Oh, nice.
So that's where it is. Now, the National Rifle Association holds its events everywhere. Mm-hmm. Let's go first to the non-operational guns. And let me take you back to Charlotte. The anti-gunners, before Shannon Watts found her calling, it was the Brady campaign at the time.
Mm-hmm.
There was and I was there. I walked in and walked right past the sign. In fact, I took a picture of it. It said, no guns allowed inside convention hall. And, of course, the anti-gunners, they went crazy. All right? They needed diapers. They just go absolutely nuts. And here's why. Because they immediately put this, as I just said from him, right?
Mm-hmm.
The NRA wants guns everywhere, except their own conventions, which couldn't be further from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the convention hall rule. That's their rule. And it's not the National Rifle Association's policy. And let me tell you something that's going to frighten all the Everytown freaks. My gun will be on my person. It will be loaded and it will be chambered. My wife's gun will be on her person. It will be loaded and it will be chambered. And we will be toting around our two children, our 10-year-old and our 12-year-old. On the floor of the National Rifle Association convention, because it is welcomed under Tennessee law.
Mm-hmm.
It says nothing to do with NRA policy. The operational, non-operational, or non-functioning weapons that this liar is referring to is the show weapons from the booths.
Yeah.
Now, what this clown clearly doesn't understand is that these businesses travel the country with their show displays. They go from trade show to trade show to trade show around the country. They go to the wholesaler and dealer shows. They go to the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show. They go to this show. Many of them are going to be going to the Concealed Carry Expo show in Wisconsin coming up May 8th, 9th, and 10th. Some of them will be at that. They bring these booths and these show display booths with them. And these are non-operational. Do you know why they're non-operational? Because there are going to be hundreds of thousands of firearms on the floor. And there are basic rules of gun safety, aren't there?
Yep.
Let me tell you what happens to the basic rules of gun safety when you have a floor loaded with you know, 80,000 people mulling around. It is impossible when people are handling these firearms, okay, it's near impossible to point them in a safe direction. So these are non-functioning weapons. These are not weapons for sale. These are display weapons. Of course they're non-functional. That's safety. It's not a policy. The person handling the firearm, in this case I'll just point to myself, will be harmed. Yes. And it's legal in Tennessee. And it's not against NRA policy. Learn how to tell the truth. Ah, but the truth would blow your agenda out of the water, wouldn't it? All those suckers wouldn't know what to do. We'll be back after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We're going to jump right into this. I will go back to the NRA and the New York Daily News and the bonehead of the week and the lies coming from the left about the National Rifle Association Convention in the next segment or two. But for right now, what I want to do is I want to read you a personal note from Kevin Starrett. Kevin Starrett is the head of the Oregon Firearms Federation, Oregon's only no-compromise gun rights organization. Now, you heard yesterday on the show, and you've heard on the National Weekend show over the last several months, that the fight is moving, that the left, the anti-gunners, are moving their fight for your freedoms from the halls of Congress to the state level. That's not a surprise if you listen to me in this program. You know these things. Kevin Surratt is fighting. They're in an epic battle. You followed what happened in Washington State. It's now moved to Oregon. And they are involved in an epic battle in that state, as we talked about yesterday. I want to continue with Kevin, but take a listen to this. This is a personal note from Kevin Surratt that went out by email yesterday on 4/7. As you know, the anti-gun extremists are doing all they can to race through a bill to invade your privacy, attack your liberty, crush your Second Amendment rights, and further erode freedom. The Democrat-controlled... Got that? The Democrat-controlled Oregon legislature is doing this on many fronts, not just gun rights. The hearings on SB 941 were rigged to favor the anti-gun side, and it is a near certainty that when the bill moves to the House, it will be assigned to a committee that would normally not hear this kind of bill, just to further assure that bill races through. The Democrats are stacking the deck. Of that, there is no debate. But the amazing amount of activism you are displaying has been nothing short of astonishing. The amount of communication opposing this terrible bill has been unprecedented. Your fighting spirit is unmatched by any amount of shady tricks and backdoor deals the antis could ever cook up. I want to thank each and every one for your tireless efforts. The fight has just begun. As a result of this latest attack, Oregon Firearms Federation is experiencing a tremendous amount of support from longtime members and an explosion of new members. We are deeply grateful for your faith in us and your generosity. At OFF, we are committed to acknowledging every donation and new member as quickly as possible. But as you can imagine, the pace of the gun bills has forced us to address those attacks first. So I just want to let you know that we are working to catch up on the backlog of donations and new members, and promise you, if you have recently joined, or contributed, that you will be hearing from us soon from the formal thank you or welcome that you deserve. We are grateful and humbled by your support. Kevin Starrett, you will not hear anything like that going to the supposed members from the gun grabbers in every towns. Not going to happen. Kevin Starrett joins us right now, I believe, from one of the hearings going on in Oregon right now. Kevin, how are you today, my friend?
I'm busy as you can imagine.
I believe me, I'm well aware, and I really appreciate, as do all of our listeners and many of them in your neighborhood, in your neck of the woods right now, listening to you as you fight this battle. Are you at the State House right now?
No, I left the State House a little while ago. We had hearings this morning from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock, almost all gun-related bills. No action was taken, but we had those bills, and then I left there to head back to my office, and I'm on my way there now.
All right, tell me about SB 941. Let's start right there.
Okay, 941 is a bill that it claims to be creating a universal background check system so that you cannot transfer a firearm, even to a friend, within the state without permission from the police and a background check. But what it really is a plot to make transferring firearms as inconvenient, expensive, and almost impossible as they can, because it requires that you bring the firearm to a dealer the dealer do the transfer. But in Oregon, the background checks are conducted by the state police. And there, the percentage of their false denials is astronomical. So they have an enormous amount of false denials, an enormous amount of false delays. So what's going to happen is you have to bring the gun to the dealer. The dealer has to take it into his inventory. If the person who's trying to buy it is delayed, now nobody knows what happens. Where does the gun go? Who owns it? Does it stay there? Does it belong to the dealer? It has to go into its inventory. We have a system in Oregon where you can conduct a background check as a private party. So although I would have opposed that, if they had created a law where I just run the background check myself, we wouldn't have encountered any of these issues. But what they've done is they've tried to just make it so it literally no dealer's going to want to have anything to do with this. If they've got to spend 4 or 5 hours on the phone only to find out that the buyer's been denied, then they have to store the gun for 6 weeks or 6 months. It's going to be so expensive that no one's going to even bother trying to do these transfers.
Isn't that their goal, to make it difficult?
That's exactly their goal, because the fact is what we have proven by their own numbers that we've gotten from them. It's not stuff we've created. Their own numbers, the state police have showed that when people are denied, most of the people who are denied with no justification. But even the people they have identified as either felons or people who are wanted are virtually never arrested. So what exactly, who is this going to affect? They're not arresting criminals. They're not taking anyone into custody. They're letting them walk out of the store. The good people are being told they can't have the guns, and the people they've identified as felons or otherwise prohibited are never held accountable. Who else could this be aimed at but you and I?
We know that. You know that. I know that. Every OFF member knows that. And more than likely, everybody within earshot of our voice across America on this radio program knows that as well. But we won't let... We have to continue. We can't sit there and we can't let that go. We have to continue to get that word out there. Let me tell you what the enemy camp is doing. I know you know that. Let me tell this to you who are paying attention to this conversation right now. Every town for gun safety. Let me make this very clear to you. All right. This is the art of war. You must know. You must know your enemy. Understand that. The general who wins the most battles in any war ever fought knows the most about his enemy. Never forget that. I encourage you to go to Every Town for Gun Safety at everytown.org and sign up for their emails. Do it. Sign up at Moms Demand Action. Do it. Sign up at the Brady Campaign. Do it. You need to know the crap these people are putting out and the lies that are coming across emails by the millions every single day from these organizations. Take a listen to this one regarding this very topic. Mark, breaking news. The background checks bill in Oregon just won its first vote. This is from 2 days ago, on April 6th. But the vote was closer than we wanted. And there's a lot of work ahead as this bill heads to its next major test in the legislature in the next couple weeks. Volunteers and organizers on the ground here want to be able to count on your support to put Oregon on the map as the next background check state. Please make a gift to support the fight for background checks in Oregon and all across the country. See below for Robert Yule's powerful email about this issue. Thanks. That's from Annalise Davis, Oregon chapter leader, Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Do you know her, Kevin? Have you run into her at all?
I don't know if I know her. They show up. I mean, this guy whose letter they were referencing, his wife was killed in a mall shooting by someone who had stolen the gun from his roommate.
That's exactly right. I need you to hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're getting ready to take a break, and what I want to do is read the email from him when we come back and get your comments. So you jumped ahead of me, and that's good. I'm glad you did, because we're on the same train. Great minds think alike. But this guy wrote an email, and Every Town put it out, and you need to hear it, and we're going to get Kevin's comments on it when we come back here on the Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We'll be right back.
My house? Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
OregonFirearms.org, OregonFirearms.org. I don't care where you live. It makes no difference to me what state you're in. These people are coming after you next. Nevada, you're on the list. Arizona, you're on the list. It doesn't matter where you live. Texas, you're on the list. They're coming after you, so pay very careful attention as they move this battle from the halls of Congress to the individual states to try to claim a mandate. OregonFirearms.org. Help them out. Support them. It's absolutely required right now. All right, take a listen to this email here. Mark, my life changed forever 2 years ago when my wife Cindy was shot and murdered at the Clackamas Town Center Mall here in Oregon. It was 2 weeks before Christmas. I don't want anyone to ever have to experience this pain, which is why I'm fighting for a strong background check law in Oregon and why I need your help. Everytown supporters like you helped close the background check loophole at the ballot in Washington State last year. Now we want to make sure Oregon, the first state of 2015, to follow suit and send a message to the NRA that their years of controlling our nation's gun laws are over. Then, of course, he goes on to ask for money. And he says, background checks are the single most effective way to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. And because people like you invested time, energy, and dollars in electing gun sense champions, translated Democrats, we have a real shot at making it in the law of the land, making it the law of the land here in Oregon. But only if you can help this legislation. Then he goes on to ask for more money. What he failed to tell you in that email is that the shooter at the Clackamas Town Center offed himself after he was confronted by a lawfully armed citizen with a gun pointed at his chest. He failed to tell you that. Kevin Surratt, welcome back to the show, my friend. Was I right there?
Yes, there was a concealed handgun licensee at the location who drew on the shooter. The shooter retreated and then shot himself. But as I mentioned earlier, the fact is that the killer in this case stole the gun that he used from a roommate. So what possible difference would a background check make? And in fact, in every single example that they give, a background check would have made no difference, just as it would have made no difference in the Gabby Gifford shooting, whose shooter passed the background check.
So wait a minute. Walk with me here. Let me take you through the forest here for a second. You mean to tell me that if they pass this background check in Oregon, if we were to back up in time and this background check were in place, you mean to tell me that the mall shooter in Clackamas wouldn't have gotten a background check from his roommate before he borrowed the guns that he used to shoot and kill in the Clackamas Mall, and the no guns allowed sign wouldn't have bothered him?
Well, the gun was stolen. I doubt very much that he would have requested a background check before stealing somebody else's property. And, of course, the signs on the Clackamas Town Center that said no guns allowed didn't dissuade this lunatic, as they don't anywhere. And there has never been an example given by these people where the background check would make a difference, because in many of the higher-profile shootings, the killers passed background checks. The background check is an ineffective way to do anything, and under the proposed statute in Oregon, it will be almost impossible to comply, even for those few people who think they should. And why, if all they want is a background check, do they demand a registration of the gun and the gun owners? I mean, they claim they don't want gun registration lists, but then they have absolutely demanded that they have that. And when we went to them with an alternative, which satisfied everything they claimed they wanted, they wouldn't even discuss it, because what they want to do is just create roadblocks for the law abiding.
Yeah, this is, look, the fix is in. Let's be real here. The fix is in. You know it. I know it. Any clear-headed, any clear-thinking individual knows it. Let me read something off of your website. This is very important. Please pay attention to this. This is what we talk to you about every week. I mean, this is at the core of what's happening here. And Kevin, who you're listening to, and Oregon, my gosh, you guys are right now in the crosshairs of these anti-gun, these freedom haters, these zealots. Gun ownership in the age of Obama is a risky undertaking. We hope this website will provide you with information you need to stay informed and safe while the most anti-gun administration in U.S. history is in power. The Oregon legislature is poised to ram through a laundry list of rights-smashing anti-gun bills. If they fail, they are counting on millions in New York money. Read Bloomberg, pal. Got it? If they fail, they are counting on millions in New York money to destroy the Second Amendment in Oregon via ballot measure. Get prepared now. Kevin, besides this, what other anti-gun measures are these clowns attempting to ram through now that we can expect to see state by state by state after Oregon?
Well, what they promised, they promised a laundry list of things that they've done in the past, such as banning self-defense in schools, banning conventional capacity magazines, outlawing semi-automatics. What they've introduced already is a bill. They've actually introduced bills to confiscate guns from people who have committed no crimes nor been accused of crimes, but have restraining orders against them, because you can get a restraining order against anybody. They've introduced a bill that would require that your guns be locked up all the time. But you made a point earlier about the lies these people tell. And every single time they come with such outrageous lies. We had the Attorney General of this state come and appear before our Judiciary Committee and say that we needed a new law to take guns away from people with restraining orders because the local police are forbidden from enforcing the federal rules. That is an absolute lie. And when you have the Attorney General of the state coming and saying, I clearly do not understand the laws of this state, or when they come and they say, we want to ban guns, judges come and say, we want to ban guns from municipal courts. And we go and say, you have that authority now. You as judges don't even know that. So we've got the Oregon Law Commission. We've got the judges, the DAs. We've got the Attorney General, all of whom come and either willfully lie to our legislature or are so ignorant that they shouldn't be in these positions in the first place.
All right, I have to take you here. This is going to take a bit of what I wanted to talk about as I close out the show in the next segment after we have to let you go. But the lie, we have to go back to the lie here. You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. I get emails all the time, Kevin. You probably do too, but I get them all the time. Mark, do the gun control groups, are they willfully lying? Do they know they're lying, or do they actually believe the garbage that comes out of their mouth? My response, and I want you to agree with me or disagree, tell me if I'm wrong. My response to that overall question, blanket, is this. Of course they know they're lying, because they depend on a certain level of stupidity and ignorance, but stupidity as well, in order to further their agenda. If you're smart enough to figure out what they're doing, their agenda collapses. Am I right?
Well, absolutely. We know they're lying. They're proven that we can prove they're lying. I got a call from a reporter a few days ago, actually yesterday. He wanted me to comment on some statistics that the anti-gun groups were throwing out. And I said, wait a minute. Where did these statistics come from? Where were they called? What was the survey? What was the source? And he said, oh, it came from them. In other words, they make up statistics and then they cite themselves as the source of the statistics. And I have some screenshots on my computer of some statistics, even on within one web page of an anti-gun group. They don't even match the same numbers. They say here 83% of people support this, there 86%. They can't even keep the statistics they're making up the same within one page of their website. It's clear, look, we have 22 counties in this state who have opposed this. We've had two sheriffs who've come out and said we won't enforce it. We've had about a half a dozen other sheriffs who said we completely oppose this. How can they possibly say that 86% of the people support it? Because they just make it up, and the legislators do not question them because they're trying to grease the skids to ram through more controls on every aspect of your life.
That is exactly it. You just nailed it. Kevin, I want to take this opportunity to thank you. I would like to ask you to come back on the National Weekend Show. Also, I'll be in touch with you by email for that great segment. We want to do anything we can to get this word out in Oregon. We have a lot of listeners there. Please pay attention. Please visit OregonFirearms.org and help this man and his organization become a part of this. Don't lay down and let these people take your freedoms from you. That's what they want. Their agenda is to take it from you, not just limit it. We'll be back right after this.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time, carried in places not found on any roadmap. The CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a Car Arms owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double action, single action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 S&W, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
The Ruger American Rifle, an American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp user-adjustable 3 to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a short 70-degree bolt throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. Help Ruger raise $1 million for the NRA. Visit Ruger.com/million to learn more.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the... It sounds like Rush. That I said that the other day. It really does. It takes me back to when I was a kid. That sounds like that Rush album. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Terrible fight there in Oregon. Terrible fight. The lies and deceit that these people get away with truly is astonishing. Right now, today... Every town for gun safety is, they're just in a wad. They're going crazy right now. They're just going nuts right now because the National Rifle Association convention is coming to town. Mm.
Nashville, Tennessee, they riding on in.
Yeah, they are, and I'm going to be there, as will near 100,000 other and tens of millions of dollars of money pouring into Nashville. A couple things we're going to be keeping our eye on in Nashville. What are the establishments posted anti-gun, no guns allowed near the convention center? And there are many there on Broadway in that vibrant entertainment district there in Nashville. Do they not want the money? Because, I'm going to guarantee you this, as sure as I'm talking to you right now. There ain't an NRA member or anybody attending that convention is going to walk past that sign that says no guns allowed and give any of them people money. Not one. But they will go next door. And you know what? They'll wait in line an hour if they have to get in. To not give you their money if you're posted anti-gun. Because they believe in their convictions. Unlike the left, whose convictions change with the wind. But the Everytown group's going crazy right now. They're going nuts. By the way, we are going to keep an eye on that. You listened to the Sunday program. You heard us talk about it with John Lott, More Guns, Less Crime, Fox News contributor, Crime Prevention Research Center founder, one of the greatest economists and New York Times best-selling authors there is. A man that confounds the left at every twist and turn because he speaks fact, and facts are stubborn things. But we're going to follow that. And something else, too. The Everytown for Gun Safety groups are out there right now. They're going crazy, and one of the lies. They have a new video out right now. You know, the Stop Crazy Town is what they're calling it. And it's a video that we didn't have enough time today to get the audio, but the beautiful part is I'll be back tomorrow and I can give you the audio. And the audio of this is they exploit children. They take little kids, seven, eight years old, dress them up in suits, put them at a podium and act them out and claim that what they're saying are real words spoken by Wayne LaPierre at past NRA conventions over the years. And I don't doubt they probably did. Those are probably because I found nothing wrong with what the kids were saying. They were using them and calling them little Wayne LaPierre's, little Wayne's is what they were calling him. And it was despicable to use children to attack you, law-abiding Americans who have your own kids. My kids will be at the convention with me. I'll be protecting them. But we didn't have the time or yet to get the audio for you today. But what I wanted to do was they're promoting fear. That they claim that the NRA promotes fear and that they don't want to live in an America filled with fear. And that the NRA is out to scare you by claiming there are bad people around, that there are carjackers around.
Oh, okay.
That there are, you know, violent home invasions. They don't want people being afraid of violent home invaders. Let me read something for you that just happened. Oh, I guess it was about an hour and 20 minutes ago. From channel 3000.com, WISC-TV, News 3, Madison, Wisconsin. This is breaking right now as we speak. Two charged in violent string of West Madison home invasions. Police, 90-year-old woman held at gunpoint in her home. Two in custody 4 hours later. This is breaking today.
Wow.
Right now. Woman returning home spots intruders inside. Madison police said Wednesday that 19-year-old Jeffrey Harrison of Madison and 20-year-old Jamal Scott with no permanent address. How do you have no permanent address? were arrested on suspicion of armed robbery. No permanent address, but you got a gun?
Yeah. How does that work?
Every town. How does that happen? The background check would have stopped it, I'm sure. Yeah, the background checks would have stopped it. You can't do a background check on somebody that doesn't have a permanent address.
Mm-hmm.
Police said two men broke into three West Madison homes Friday morning, armed with a gun and fled with electronics, jewelry, cash before they were arrested. 90-year-old woman held at gunpoint, forced their way into a 90-year-old woman's home at 6:30 on South Eau Claire Avenue. Woman returning home spots intruders inside. About an hour later, police responded to a report of a burglary in the 600 block of Anthony Lane. The 22-year-old resident told police she returned home to see a burglar inside her house in a car in her driveway. She ran to a neighbor's home and called police. When police arrived, it was discovered burglars had driven off with electronics and cash. She's glad and lucky she wasn't home at the time. An inexpensive watch stolen from the 90-year-old woman's house was found in the driveway. Witnesses gave descriptions. Resident calls police from bathroom. Listen to this. See, this is where Everytown, let's go there, Everytown. Let's have this conversation. At 10 a.m., police responded. Now, this is the same case. These guys are kicking in doors, breaking into people's homes. Doesn't matter. These are what are referred to as hot burglaries.
Yep.
Where people are in the home. When you have a criminal who doesn't care if someone's home, you can rest assured this is an incredibly dangerous individual and that your life is on the line. If they don't care your home,
yep,
this is a very, very dangerous situation. So let me tell you how it stopped. At 10 a.m., police responded in the 7100 block of Gladstone Drive for a report of a burglary in progress. A 30-year-old woman called police from her bathroom saying she heard her garage door being kicked in, and her 35-year-old husband went to investigate. She locked herself in the bathroom. At the same time as officers headed there, police spotted the car described as the getaway vehicle in the driveway. Police responding to the Gladstone address took Harrison into custody at the home. Police said the husband at the home confronted the burglars with a firearm. There was a shot fired, which was the homeowner's gun being discharged. Harrison dropped his handgun, and the homeowner detained Harrison until police arrived. Now, you know, every town... What? Yeah, well, this is something we shouldn't fear, because you see, the whole premise of this program is that this happens every single... It's happening right now as I'm talking to you. As I'm talking to you, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's not good enough for you... Okay. Dad opens fire on home invaders in Northeast Harris County. That's down there in Tejas.
Yep.
Yeah, it was just yesterday.
We do it big
just
here.
Yesterday. Deputies in Northeast Harris County says a father opened fire on three men who smashed in the front door of his family's home. The home invasion happened before 5 a.m. Tuesday. Now, let me tell you something. When people are kicking your door in at 5 a.m. in the morning or just before 5 a.m. in the morning, you can pretty much take it to the bank that they don't have fun intentions.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Precinct 3 deputy constable said the man's wife and child were asleep in another room. Father was in the living room on the couch when three men busted in. Wonder what he did. No, I mean being why he was on the couch. The dad grabbed his gun and started shooting, and the suspects reportedly fired back as they headed back outside.
Wow.
The home invaders got away in a dark blue vehicle. Let me tell you what would have happened had that father not been armed. He'd have been dead. His wife raped, his child killed, and the horrible nature of the crime witnessed by his family. We all know about the horrible home invasion in Connecticut. So every town's correct. We shouldn't worry about these things. They don't happen. The NRA just makes it up to tell you stories. Let me remind you that you're listening to an individual who pulled a gun and pointed it at two human beings 12 years ago, 13 years ago. This year, 13 years ago, it's hard to believe, and stopped a potential crime in its tracks without having to fire it. This is a debate I'll have with these clowns any day of the week. I simply don't have enough time in the 1 hour of this daily program to give you the thousands of these stories that happen across the country every single day. But we will again tomorrow, I can promise you that. In the meantime, head over to USCCA on AAR.com, USCCA on AAR.com. Activate your subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine. That's all it takes. Get your name on the list for the free gun that they're giving away every day in April. USCCA on AAR. Activate your subscription. You could be one of the gun winners, free guns, winners of a free gun every day in April. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often, we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.